a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 8 o'clock. It's Monday, the 14th day of September already. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 67 degrees.
Delays on I-15 and several city streets right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
And we begin this hour with a developing story on Utah's Morning News. Amazon says they're creating more than 1,000 new jobs in Utah.
They're preparing for an even busier holiday shopping season. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
Amanda, Amazon is posting more than 1,500 new full and part-time jobs in Utah at the two fulfillment centers. And those jobs include logistics, shipping, and packing customer orders. Utah Department of Workforce Services spokesman Nate McDonald says it is an industry that is doing well.
These are opportunities for people. It may not be in the industry that they've worked, but it's a job and an opportunity for them, especially if their unemployment is about to exhaust.
He spoke to us live this morning. It is Amazon's fourth hiring spree in the U.S. this year. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The big day is almost here. The largest public works project in Utah history will hit a milestone tomorrow when the new terminal and the first new concourse open at Salt Lake City International Airport.
It comes as the travel industry faces an unprecedented slowdown. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with more. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the Salt Lake City International Airport took about two decades to plan, and it eventually cost $4.1 billion to build. But officials say passengers will reap the benefits as soon they enter the massive new terminal and its first concourse, both of which open tomorrow.
This airport, with its state-of-the-art parking garage, quicker baggage claim, 28,000-square-foot Delta Sky Club, high-quality dining and shopping, and other amenities, will also be much more efficient and enjoyable.
Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox says some of the other numbers are staggering. The new airport has a baggage system that travels 7 miles. There's 32 moving walkways, 70 passenger gates, 58 restaurants and shops. And in the end, zero local tax dollars went towards the spending of the construction. Salt Lake City is set to replace Denver's International Airport, which was built in 1995, as the U.S.'s newest large hub airport built from scratch. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
A false alarm about fire evacuations in Santaquin. The Goshen Fire came to within just a couple of miles of homes, and state fire officials informed residents they were being evacuated. But Goshen Fire spokesperson Sierra Hellstrom says that was a false alarm.
A lot of times smoke plumes tend to cause people a lot more fear than maybe is necessary, especially where it looks so close to you. So it was just, I think, out of caution that some people were concerned and thought they were evacuating, and some miscommunication with dispatch.
Within an hour, a few helicopters, a plane, a hotshot crew, and multiple engines were on site fighting that fire. At last report, the fire was 90% contained.
Meanwhile, a drone forced firefighters to stop air attacks on a fire near Pleasant Grove. Evacuations have been lifted, but officials are still asking people to stay away from both Grove Creek and Battle Creek Canyons in order for emergency traffic to get through. At last report, the fire had burned 188 acres and is 20% contained. The cause is still unknown.
Doesn't look like the weather's going to help much either. Let's check it with Grant. We're looking at temperatures in the 90s for the first part of the week. But we'll be in the 70s for the weekend.
Of course, this time of year with the shorter days, things cool more quickly into the evening hours and the mornings as well. It'll just be those afternoons that'll be hot around 90 again today, all the way through Thursday. Not quite as hot Friday. And then it looks like it really cools down again for the weekend.
In addition to the cooler temperatures, Grant says we could see some showers on Saturday.
President Trump is heading to California today. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the president tours fire damage near Sacramento today as the death toll from western wildfires reached 35. Up in Oregon, fire managers say the sheer magnitude is unprecedented.
Literally out of firefighters and equipment.
Red flag warnings for hot, dry winds are posted in all three West Coast states. The president held an indoor rally at a manufacturing company just outside Las Vegas yesterday, prompting Governor Sisolak to call it reckless and selfish. Mr. Trump telling the crowd,
"Tell your governor to open up your state."
Few in the audience wore masks, but those on the podium with the president did. And Tropical Storm Sally forecast to reach hurricane strength today ahead of a landfall that is now targeting Mississippi and Louisiana. The National Hurricane Center says it'll deliver high winds and storm surge.
And because it's slowing down, could produce a tremendous amount of rainfall and flooding.
Sally arrives late tonight or early Tuesday. A $100,000 reward being offered for the shooter who critically injured two L.A. County deputies yesterday. As they sat in their patrol cruiser, the sheriff fears anti-law enforcement sentiment as the motive. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Also, just a quick reminder this morning, you might see and hear some extra activity around Hill Air Force Base beginning tonight. The military says the base's fighter wings will be used in a local combat exercise, so they're planning on up to 80 sorties per day beginning today, continuing through Thursday, with some flights lasting until 1 o'clock in the morning.
Coming up on KSL, the saliva tests for COVID-19 are here.
And we'll check your triple team traffic.
Still seeing delays I-15 in Midvale and South Salt Lake and backups in the West Valley on both Bangor and 56th West near 21st South. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time 8:06.
Bill Riley here with University of Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Now tell me, Coach Witt, what's your philosophy on a winning team?
I believe the key to winning is a strong offensive line. When the linemen do their job, nothing gets through to the quarterback so he can do his job.
Well, what happens if the linemen don't do their job?
Ouch. You know, Bill, I recently learned that kidneys work like linemen for your body. When your kidneys work, they block poisons and chemicals from your blood.
Coach, I've heard that 1 in 9 Americans have some form of kidney disease. What can we do to fight back?
Join me, Coach Kyle Whittingham, and be part of the winning team against kidney disease. Donate your used car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Your car will be towed for free, and you'll get a receipt for a tax deduction. Tell them how to do that, Bill.
Donate your car to the Kidney Foundation today and make your car a kidney car. Cars to save lives. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's TOW CARS, cars with a K, 1-800-TOW-CAR.
Every year, the National Kidney Foundation helps individuals and families affected by kidney disease. Help them out by making your car a kidney car. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS.
This pattern report brought to you by Superior Water and Air. We got this.
Are you planning to retire in the next year or two? You'll face 20 major decisions that will shape the rest of your life, and now's the time to make the right choices. For a free copy of a new 300-page book, 20 Retirement Decisions You Need to Make Right Now, call Net Worth Advisory Group at 801-56-MONEY. That's 801-56-MONEY. You'll learn how to properly handle 401k money, when to start taking Social Security, choosing the right pension payout option, how much you can safely withdraw without running out of money, analyze your retirement health insurance options, and much more. Call 801-56-MONEY. Net Worth Advisory Group is a fee-only retirement planning firm that specializes in your transition from the workforce to retirement. They don't work on commissions, so financial advice is not tainted, and there's no hidden agenda. For your free book, call 801-56-MONEY. You only retire once. Do it right. Call 801-56-MONEY. Make a plan with Net Worth Advisory Group. Call 801-56-MONEY today.
Hey, our thoughts are with all of those kids that go and attend school in the Salt Lake City School District and your parents out there today. It looks like they're finally going to get off the ground after delays for several reasons, including power outages. We wish you good luck in the classroom today.
The last nosy COVID-19 tests have arrived courtesy of a Utah laboratory.
ARUP Lab CEO Dr. Sherry Perkins says they are pleased to offer a COVID-19 saliva test that makes high-quality testing easier. There is no nose swab for this test, just spit in the funnel, up to the fill line, twist the cap, and hand it back to the technician. ARUP says this is way more pleasant for both the patient and healthcare provider, who is less exposed to the virus with this test. ARUP says they will do the test only on saliva specimens collected using their kits with a healthcare provider present, and that this new test has been rolled out nationally to its clients. Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
Today, state leaders will unveil plans to turn the state prison in Draper into a large-scale development. Mayor Troy Walker tells the Deseret News it'll be very green.
We would like to see it be
a community that's so unique. You can live there, play there, and work there, and you don't have to rely on that car.
Planners hope to attract a world-class research facility and develop a famous landmark. The state wants to use bonds to pay for part of that infrastructure. 8:09 and time again for Triple Team traffic. If you're still out there on the roads this morning, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. What's it look like, Andy?
Tim, right now still have a little bit of delay. I-15, 33rd South, South Salt Lake, but the earlier backups, I-15 and Murray and Midvale are gone. Looking good on Bangor Highway, more or less, through West Jordan, but only some backups now near the 201 freeway on both 56th and Bangor in West Valley. Eric?
Had a little bit of North Canyon Road congestion if you're between Pleasant Grove and American Fork this morning. This is between 500 North, 1100 North in Pleasant Grove primarily. I-15 in Utah County continues to look solid. If you're heading out to Heber City, you got dry roads through Provo Canyon on 189. Jason.
And rolling at good speed, southbound I-15. You should pass through the Layton and Kaysville area this morning. That's typically a trouble spot, but not right now. Going to be good all the way down into the Salt Lake Valley. No problems right now on the west side belt, Legacy or 89. South gate of Hill Air Force Base, a couple extra cars on the road there, but nothing major to worry about. Don't leave education to chance. With 15 years of experience, Utah Online is prepared to meet Utah students' academic needs this fall. Visit utahonline.org to learn more. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's find out more about how hot it gets today and check the forecast with you, Graham.
Things heating up here along the Wasatch Front. 92 is going to be the high today. So we hit 90 yesterday, back up there again today. And 90 and sunshine tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 68 downtown.
If you're a mom or a dad who's ever flown on an airplane with a toddler, you're going to have some empathy, some compassion for this story coming up in just a moment, where a mom couldn't keep a mask on her 2-year-old. Wait till you hear what happened to her just ahead on KS on his radio.
Yes, we all still have scars from those experiences.
Yes.
We'll share that story next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for starting your morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. Boy, if that big windstorm didn't teach you something last week about Utah's weather, I can't help you. But there was a white dusting also on the top of the mountains, which should be a clear sign to you that winter is on its way. And you need to check the tires on your car, because if you have any past experience at this, once the snow comes to the valley floors, it's tough to get an appointment to get those tires worked on. But Burt Brothers can help you right now.
Let Burt Brothers do it better for you so you can weather any storm, and you can save money at Burt Brothers. You can get up to $100 in savings on select Firestone tires until November 1st.
And you can get $200 on select Goodyear tires through the end of this month, September. The best savings of the year, and all you have to do is go to burtbrothers.com to see all the manufacturer's rebates.
You buy your tires online if you like, and you can schedule your touchless experience, or you can buy them in store at any of their 12 convenient locations with their newest store coming to Layton next spring. They're expanding. They're so terrific at Burt Brothers.
Yeah, and they love what they do. Wendell and his family, of course, have been in this business for a long, long time, and they do so much more than tires. You can get the needed tires, of course, but any essential repairs you need will also be available with 6 months deferred interest financing with your Burt Brothers credit card, or a no-credit financing option also available.
Burt Brothers wants to take care of you and your family as the new season changes. Find out more at burtbrothers.com.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With the rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816. Whether you're military, active, or a vet, or you served right here at home as a first responder or frontline medical, you know more than most that PTSD is real. Does it seem like no matter what you've tried, It just doesn't work. Imagine what it would be like if you could really ease your PTSD. Maybe it's time to take a different treatment approach. It's time to reset your brain and reset your life. Therapy Reset just might be the answer you've been searching for. Visit ResetUtah.com and see if you're a candidate for ketamine infusion therapy. What does that do for you? The answer just might surprise you. Whether you're a vet, active military, first responder, or frontline medical, there is a discount for you. Tame your PTSD. Find out more. Visit ResetUtah.com today. The consultation is free, and the result could be life-changing. Visit ResetUtah.com.
Dave and Eugenovic.
As we wait for the release of body cam video of an officer-involved shooting of a 13-year-old boy in Salt Lake City, Dave and I go in-depth today at 10:05. The Salt Lake County District Attorney joins us live to give us insight on the investigation, and also a legal expert joins us as well to talk about when police can shoot a suspect who's running away. Join us today on Dave and Eugenovic.
KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know coming up later today on KSL News Radio. First, in case you missed KSL News Radio elections reporter Lindsay Ertz's special report on mail-in ballots and what you need to do in Utah to make sure you get one, that's coming up again at 12:15 during Utah's Noon News.
Second, multiple fires are still burning across Utah, including one near Santaquin that almost led to evacuations yesterday. Firefighters are holding the line there right now. An update on the fire season is coming up during Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news from 3 to 7.
And third, from 7 to 9 tonight on KSL's Unrivaled, Alex Carey and Scott Mitchell will break down the latest BYU football headlines, including the postponement of this week's game against Army and the Cougars cracking the Associated Press top 25.
Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. At least 27 deaths are blamed on the wildfires that are burning in 10 western states, and with dozens missing, that number is almost certain to rise. President Trump today will step briefly off the campaign trail to get an update on the effort to end them.
President Trump continues his western swing today, traveling to California and then Arizona. The president will receive a briefing on the devastating wildfires that are raging in California. Critics say the president has not spent enough time focused on the fires there and in Oregon and Washington State. In Phoenix, Mr. Trump will participate in a campaign event aimed at boosting his support among Latino voters, a key focus of his campaign strategy this weekend in Nevada. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Evacuation orders are in effect along parts of the Gulf Coast as Sally, a large lumbering tropical storm, makes its way toward land. ABC News meteorologist Rob Marciano says Sally could be a hurricane by the time it arrives.
In Biloxi, Mississippi, long lines of boats waiting to evacuate to safer waters.
Everybody should take this seriously. Please understand that you should be moving now, acting now, to get you and your family ready for this storm.
Mandatory evacuations ordered for low-lying areas of Hancock County, Mississippi, and Grand Isle, Louisiana.
Forecasters are also keeping an eye on Tropical Storm Teddy, along with Hurricane Paulette, which is impacting Bermuda. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. A mother says she and her two-year-old son were kicked off a Southwest Airlines flight from Fort Myers, Florida, to Chicago because the little boy wouldn't keep his mask on.
Reporter Zach Barrett has more from ABC 7 in this in-depth report from Fort Myers.
I feel for all the single parents out there. We're traveling just the two of us today.
With her hands full, Jody Dejansky and her two-year-old son hopping on a Southwest Airlines flight heading home to the Windy City. But while the toddler was snacking, he had his mask off.
Flight attendants kept coming over asking if he would wear it the full flight, and I said that he would. And it definitely was a struggle, but something that we're working on.
That's when Jody and her two-year-old son were asked to get off the flight.
I was asked to leave the plane, accompanied by the manager, the supervisor, the flight attendants, and the pilot. But definitely emotional and traumatic for him as we were leaving the plane.
In a statement, Southwest says it's their policy. All customers over the age of two must wear a face covering while traveling with them. If you can't wear a mask for any reason, you won't be on board when the plane takes off.
play agree with the process and the protocol in place. I also think there needs to be some leniency when it comes to eating and drinking. It seems like there's a lot of gray area.
Other moms traveling solo tell us they agree.
That's like unreasonable expectations.
Fort Myers pediatrician Dr. Annette St. Pierre McCool says it's important for kids to mask up before taking to the sky. But sometimes with kids that age, it's easier said than done.
Between 2 and 3, I think it's really not fair, especially to that parent and that child, depending on their circumstances of why they were flying, where they were going, and what they were doing.
Meanwhile, Jody and her son had hours to kill while looking for a way to get back to the Midwest.
All the other direct flights were booked up this afternoon with no direct flight for 2 days, actually.
Jody eventually found a flight back to Chicago on American Airlines tonight, lugging her bags to the gate with her little one right alongside.
The main takeaway from this is empathy, sympathy for what parents are going through with their kids during this time of transition.
Southwest says they're still looking into the situation, and they offer full refunds in these cases. Reporting in Lee County, Zach Barrett, ABC 7.
I have so much empathy for that woman because I have flown with kids that age and younger. If they had just waited till takeoff, he probably would have fallen asleep during takeoff and been fine in his mask for the rest of the flight.
You know, I never had to deal, and at the risk of sounding like my parents, I never had to deal with masks. But imagine having 4, not having any entertainment systems on the back of every headrest, and no digital devices to keep them entertained. That's what my kids grew up with, trying to fly. And we all had to deal with it for sure.
So I understand the rule. I do, and I respect the rule.
Yeah.
But anyway.
The in-depth for you there at 15 and 45.
819. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic through the Salt Lake Valley looking much better now on I-15. The South Salt Lake delays are gone, even though the crash is still there at 33rd. A little bit of heavy traffic for traffic merging onto the freeway from 90 south onto the mainline I-15. All clear along Redwood now through West Jordan, Taylorsville. Bangor Highway back to the speed limit as well through West Jordan and Taylorsville. Eric?
Looks like we got a little bit of congestion in Utah County over on Pioneer Crossing as you head east past Redwood Road in Saratoga Springs, but nothing too bad in the way of major delays. In fact, we don't have any major delays. You just have minor ones. Down in Provo, you do have some congestion on 500 West now between Center Street and 800 North. And over on the freeway, no troubles northbound from Provo to Lehigh. Jason.
And likewise, no major congestion traveling through Weber and Davis counties this morning. Southbound I-15 is running smoothly. East and westbound on the 84 in and out of Weber Canyon, no trouble there. No problems on any of the other highways or side streets. No accidents this morning either. Not only does UTA have the best bus operators, they have the friendliest too. Thanks for moving us forward 1 mile at a time. Thank your operator at rideuta.com/thanks. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. A very warm 7-day forecast, at least for the first half of the week.
Hotter temperatures here for us for the first part of the week. 92 the high today and lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, 90 and mostly sunny, and about the same thing Wednesday, mostly sunny and 90 degrees. 91 in the sun on Thursday. We hit 88 on Friday, mostly sunny. And then it tones down on Saturday, 73. A lot of clouds, a few stray showers perhaps, and then 72, partly cloudy on Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now downtown, it's 68 degrees. I saw this headline this morning. Amid COVID isolation, some musicians are releasing the most danceable songs of their careers.
And I love it.
It's like we have to get moving. We have to, I mean, not just Lady Gaga and famous musicians, but local musicians. They talked in this article about Stuart Maxfield's latest solo album called Shun the Yuck. But you know what? If it gets the body moving and helps us, you know, feel better, then do it.
It has been fun to watch them. Bands like Chicago and Doobie Brothers also have been doing it too. Joining each other, you know, remotely and then putting it all together and putting it on the internet. It's tons of fun.
We need happiness.
We do indeed. Coming up in a minute, we'll check in with Sean Michael Lye. We'll also see if the markets are still on the run this morning. Your Money News is next.
Have you been annoyed by people working in your home having to remind them that there's a pandemic, to wear masks, gloves, and shoe covers when they come into your home? Have you had to back up and keep backing up to keep a 6-foot social distance? With so many working from home, our plumbing, heating, air conditioning, drains, and electrical systems are used more and are more likely to break down. I imagine the last thing you want is to have a technician come out, breathe up in your face, and spread germs everywhere. Even as things open up at Whipple Service Champions, we continue to provide our no-contact service calls. This means face masks, gloves, shoe covers, and sanitizing before and after every call. Keep things working, experience the Whipple difference, and get $100 off any plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, or drain cleaning repair of $300 or more. Call Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST, 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
Emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Hey, this is Dan the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. It's our ultra mega back to school blowout sale. We have hundreds of thousands of dollars of ultra high quality laptops and desktops on sale for up to 50% off the original prices. We've got demos, scratch and dents, trade-ins, and funny colored computers. It's crazy. Remember, you get a lifetime service guarantee on any PC Laptops brand computer. That means if you mess up your Windows or you get a virus or spyware, it's covered forever. Got an old yucky computer? No problem. We'll take it in on trade and we'll transfer all your pictures, music, and all your stuff to your PC Laptops computer for free. When you get your computer from PC Laptops, we'll make sure you're taken care of for a lifetime. To make it impossible to resist, we're doing 12-month special financing on any PC Laptops desktop or laptop computer. Have I lost my mind? Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $799. PC Laptops, we love you.
She's still the one for you. And acoustic wave therapy through Pulse Medical Clinic helps you be ready when the moment is right.
You may not know about it. You may never even heard of it. But it's going to change everything. And here's how. Pulse Medical Clinic applies acoustic wave therapy as a breakthrough treatment for ED. The way it works is simple. Acoustic wave therapy activates internal mechanisms to help create new blood vessels. This is a huge step forward in treatment. Guys, it's needle-free, drug-free, and a painless option for those suffering from ED. Looking to regain your love life? Don't wait any longer. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Williams at Pulse Medical Clinic and get the recommended twice-a-week treatments for ED. And it's surprisingly affordable. Call Pulse Medical Clinic at 801-509-8888. That's 801-509-8888. Don't waste another moment. Call Pulse Medical Clinic.
High school students are hoping to have their say in San Francisco, and we get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk. Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, tomorrow San Franciscans go to the polls with Proposition F on the ballot to allow 16 and 17-year-olds to vote in municipal elections. High school student Oliver York is campaigning for it, telling KQED.
16 and 17-year-olds really recognize how closely local government affects our lives. It really matters to me when muni funding gets changed. It really matters to me when funding for parks gets changed.
They still won't vote in statewide or federal elections. A similar measure narrowly failed there 4 years ago. San Francisco Republicans, and yes, they do exist, are opposed, saying teens are pressured at high school to support Democrats, they say. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Let's take a quick look at the markets right now. And the markets are doing great this morning. The Dow is up 374. That's almost 1.4%. We're back over 28,000, 28,040. The S&P is up 58.9. That's 1.75%. The NASDAQ's up 253. That is 2.3%.
Give us just a minute. We'll come back and see if there are any hiccups left on that drive this morning. Traffic and weather next.
At Security Service Federal Credit Union, we believe there's nothing better than the feeling of home. After all, home is where we're together.
Hey, come on in.
Where we laugh. Where we celebrate. Home is where we always feel just right. Security Service works hard to get you the lowest rate and a monthly payment that's comfortable for you. Because we believe a home loan should feel just right, just like home. Save up to $5,000 on closing costs or lower your payments with the Power Rate. Get started with a free virtual appointment at ssfcu.org. Security Service, for a home loan that feels like home.
Equal housing lender. Membership eligibility required. Loan subject to credit approval. Offer subject to change. Valid in Texas, Colorado, and Utah. Offer to save up to $5,000 does not cover certain costs. Not valid on FHA, VA loans. Other restrictions apply. Visit ssfcu.org for details.
Coming up on 8:29, time for Triple Team Traffic again, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, and of course, in the traffic center, it's Andy Farnsworth.
And I-15's returned to normal, Tim, as has Bangor Highway through West Jordan all the way to the airport. We've got a little bit of delay, 56 West, 201, and I-80 at those two areas where the construction is at the worst. Tooele County, good to go. SR-36, Tooele City, all the way to Lake Point. Eric?
We do have construction in Lehigh, of course, as we have for a long time on I-15 and northbound I-15. According to one of our traffic troopers, you've got a barrel, one of these construction barrels are kind of rolling around traffic, so be careful as you go through there. Right, not seeing any major delays, so maybe that's already out of the way. Over on Pioneer Crossing, that looks good right now for the most part, but you do have some slowdowns as you move past Saratoga Road eastbound towards American Fork and the freeway. Jason. Well, it looks like up north we also have a bit of slowing as you head south from Ogden to downtown Salt Lake City out in through Bountiful. It's not too bad, though. You're mostly at normal speeds throughout. And if you're over on Legacy Parkway, you've also got a pretty good movement there as you head down towards the airport and the 215 westbound. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's take a look now at the forecast and check those temperatures for today, Grant.
Things are definitely heating up here along the Wasatch Front again for today and the next couple of days. Highs around 90. Today, 92 in the sunshine and 90 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It is 68 degrees.
Freeways looking so much better now than they were earlier. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, Salt Lake City will have a brand new airport up and running tomorrow morning as part of the largest public works project in Utah history.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has more from Salt Lake City International.
The $4.1 billion Salt Lake City International Airport opens tomorrow with a massive new terminal and its first concourse. Bill Wyatt, executive director of the Salt Lake City International Airport, says they always knew that it would be a mad dash to meet tomorrow's opening deadline.
There may be a few guys running around with light bulbs and screwdrivers, but we're going to be open on the 15th.
The plan is to move all operations into the new facility by the end of October, which will pave the way for demolition of the old airport to begin sooner. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
For the first time since Tuesday's windstorms, power has been restored at two junior high schools in the Ogden School District. That means students at Highland and Mount Ogden Junior High Schools will return to class today. However, Rocky Mountain Power still reports about 4,700 total outages this morning, with most of them in Salt Lake County.
Meanwhile, it is the first day of classes in the Salt Lake City School District again. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has the story, Mary.
It delayed the first day by 2 weeks already. Then the windstorm hit and many people were without power and internet all last week. Salt Lake School District is all remote this year. Some students will have video classes today. Others will be working on assignments. The district handed out devices until they ran out. And administrators say they'll focus this next while on making sure students are connected and logging on. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Firefighters report 90% containment on the Goshen Fire, which is burning near a Santaquin neighborhood. Residents are grateful that firefighters are holding the line.
They've had their work cut out, especially this summer, and they've done a great job. So, I mean, we were nervous, but we weren't worried about anything burning down.
Because firefighters were already on the scene at another fire nearby, they were able to get helicopters, a plane, a hotshot crew, and multiple engines at that Goshen fire within an hour.
KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. Most of the week will be a little warmer than normal, but we're looking at some cooler temperatures by the weekend.
We went from like way below the average last week to now above average temperatures again. We hit 90 yesterday, and we're going to be on this plane of pretty warm days ahead here for the next four, with temperatures all right around 90 degrees.
Grant says right now, as the days start to shorten, we're cooling off faster, so our overnight lows will be in the lower 60s for the work week.
Red flag warnings are up along the coast as fires burn. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, resources are stretched thin in West Coast states as hundreds of wildfires continue to burn.
For the state of California right now, there are over 16,750 firefighters engaged in the firefight.
The death toll is now 35 in the three coastal states. Red flag warnings for hot, dry wind posted all across the West for today. Sally is forecast to be a hurricane when it makes landfall in the Gulf Coast late tonight or tomorrow. Mississippi is in the center of the target cone right now, but warnings are up from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle. Two L.A. County deputies remain in critical condition after being shot as they sat in their cruiser Sunday.
Two deputies who were ambushed by a gunman in a cowardly fashion.
A $100,000 reward is offered to find the shooter. Several anti-law enforcement protesters were later arrested at the hospital where the deputies were taken. And Pfizer says their coronavirus vaccine could be ready by the end of October, then hope for FDA approval before the end of this year. CEO Albert Bourla tells CBS they're ready to make mass doses, hoping it works.
If it fails, it goes to our pocket, and at the end of the day, it's only money.
He says 30,000 people are recruited for Phase 3 trials. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
And coming up on KSL, Jeopardy! Returns tonight. Alex Trebek is back, and so is another familiar face.
And, of course, we'll check your Triple Team traffic.
And right now we're looking good on I-15, whether you're in Salt Lake, Davis, or Utah counties now, both directions. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News time right now is, 8:35.
Your morning companion for news and conversation.
Domestic violence has been up. Why would reportings be down?
It has to do with the fact that kids have not been in school.
David Duchanovic, 9 to 11 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Utah travel adventures start in your own backyard. And with temperatures climbing up over 100 degrees, now's a great time to beat the heat and visit somewhere that's super cool. Cedar City. Explore national parks and monuments surrounded by lush forests, lakes, beautiful canyons, perfect for fishing, photography, hiking, and more. Packed with adventure, Cedar City offers activities for the kid and all of us. At nearly 10,000 feet, nearby Bryanhead Resort has chairlift rides, mini zip lines, alpine slide, and close access to Alpine Cedar Breaks National Monument. Cedar City offers a perfect getaway, great dining, a fun downtown, museums, farmers market, local shops, wonderful hotels, quaint bed and breakfasts, cozy cabins, and full-service RV resorts. Imagine all the possibilities of Cedar City's open spaces with over 400 miles of OHV trails and downhill mountain bike trails. So get away without being too far away. Plan your adventure today. Visit cedarcity.com.
When it comes to your company's health insurance or your own, don't shop just a few carriers. Shop them all with Magellan HCM. Visit shopmyplan.com.
What would you say if you could get a Carrier furnace for free? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I hope you'd say yes, please. But before you get too excited, let me explain how it works. As a Carrier authorized dealer, we buy so much equipment each year that we get the best prices. We also feel like we have the best HVAC techs around. Now, we want to keep our great people and our great pricing from the factory. But September's a slow month for us because the summer's pretty much done and the cold weather hasn't hit yet. So we set aside money for this free furnace promotion to help keep our guys busy. Now, this is great for you if you've been thinking about replacing both your furnace and your AC, because when you have Any Hour Services install a new Carrier air conditioner, we'll give you a new Carrier furnace just for the labor to install it. About $400. The furnace is free. You just pay the labor. This is only good through September, so if you think you might be interested, don't hesitate. Call Any Hour Services, and we'll schedule one of our HVAC supervisors to come to your home and answer any questions you have. Call Any Hour Services at 801-444-444. 443-7600. That's 801-443-7600. Any Hour Services.
Well, if you're just joining us, you may not know that tomorrow morning the ribbon cutting of the brand new Salt Lake International Airport will take place. It'll be up and running as part of the largest public works project in Utah history, and we'll have full coverage of it for you throughout the day.
No more swab up the nose. KSL News Radio's Todd Fuchs reports saliva tests are here.
ARUP Labs announcing it's now offering COVID testing without the brain poke. They say the new spit-in-a-funnel test is available with pre-approval to ARUP clients now in the Salt Lake area and nationwide. ARUP says they will only perform the test using saliva specimens collected using one of their collection kits and with a healthcare provider present during the test. ARUP first started using the saliva test at University of Utah Health and says they're just as good as the nose swab.
They say this new test is easier on the patient and puts healthcare workers at less risk of exposure.
New episodes for Jeopardy will begin airing today across the country. The show's record-breaking champion, Ken Jennings, is now officially part of the show as a consulting producer. He talks about some of the social distancing adjustments they've had to make on the set.
Individual contestant podiums are now, the lecterns are now socially distanced. They're feet apart from each other instead of being a single bank. And Trebek will stay at the host podium. Instead of coming over to the contestants because, you know, Alex's health is priority number one on that set.
Alex Trebek, by the way, returning for the show's 37th season as he continues battling his pancreatic cancer.
The BYU Cougars will not have a football game this week. Their game against Army set for Saturday has been postponed because of a number of positive COVID-19 cases within the BYU program. Meanwhile, the Cougars joined the Associated Press Top 25 College Football poll this week at number 21. KSL News Time 8:39. Another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic in Salt Lake County back to the full speed limit. In fact, it's actually in really good shape everywhere along the valley. Whether you're on the city streets or the freeway, you're back to the full speed limit on Bangor, 5600 West included. I-80, though, just a little bit busy now between the SR 201 merge and the Lake Point exit as you head west from Salt Lake into Tooele County. Eric?
Heading up the 215 East Belt, looks fine this morning from Cottonwood Heights up to I-80. And once you get onto Foothill Drive, if you're going to the university area, you do have a little bit of congestion right around 1700 South, but nothing major, nothing going to slow you up too much. I-15 Utah County, northbound and southbound. Right now you're at normal speeds, 20 minutes from Provo to Point of the Mountain. Jason?
Couple extra cars on the road southbound side of the west side belt as you slide past the airport, but really nothing major to worry about. Southbound I-15 still holding out strong as you travel through Weber and Davis counties this morning. Regular speeds there as there is on 89 and Legacy. Grow your money with Wasatch Credit Association. Earn 3.5% interest rate, fixed term, no fee certificates with interest paid quarterly. Learn more at wasatchcredit.com. wasatchcredit.com. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nice. Looks like we're going to have to wait a couple of more days before we get that fall-like air back.
Well, we definitely have our summer weather back right as we started to warm up over the weekend. Certainly compared to earlier last week, 92 the high and lots of sunshine. And tomorrow mostly sunny and 90 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
68 and sunny downtown.
More than 1,000 jobs coming to Utah from Amazon. We'll find out more about that with Nate McDonald just ahead on KSL News Radio.
That's next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for starting your week with us, Tim and Amanda, here on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
You hear that? It's your dishwasher that's covered by American Home Shield, which you've loaded perfectly, humming away as you kick back on the couch. A perfect harmony. Keep that everything-in-its-place feeling with an American Home Shield plan. As a member, you'll have peace of mind knowing your budget is protected if that dishwasher stops humming like it should. An American Home Shield plan covers parts of up to 21 home appliances and systems when they wear out, no matter their age. If they can't fix your covered item, they'll replace it. For a free quote and $50 off any of their flexible plans, visit ahs.com/KSL. I'll say it again so you have time to write it down. Ready? It's ahs.com/KSL. Join American Home Shield today for $50 off any plan. Then, get back to the soothing sounds of your home and the confidence of coverage. Service fees, limitations, and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now a bonus tip. partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
In a moment, lives can change. A serious injury or illness can create barriers where there were none before. But at the new Craig H. Nielsen Rehabilitation Hospital at University of Utah Health, progress will not be contained. We are redefining the boundaries of recovery with care that goes further and helps patients go further too. Learn more at uofuhealth.org/Nielsen.
General RV and Draper is your ticket to savings with RV show prices in-store and online. There are no admission fees and no crowds, just huge savings on thousands of travel trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. No matter how you shop, you'll get exclusive RV show discounts and all-time low financing. We're bringing in new RVs every day, but hurry. Just like our inventory, these deals won't last long. Explore the virtual RV show at generalrv.com or get RV show prices at your local General RV in Draper off I-15 at the Point of the Mountain.
Dave and Eugenific.
As we wait for the release of body cam video of an officer-involved shooting of a 13-year-old boy in Salt Lake City, Dave and I go in-depth today at 10:05. The Salt Lake County District Attorney joins us live to give us insight on the investigation, and also a legal expert joins us as well to talk about when police can shoot a suspect who's running away. Join us today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Boy, it's been great to hear from so many of you on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. It'll be up and running all day, of course, at 57500. KSL News Time, 844. The three things you need to know coming up later on KSL News Radio. First, Boyd Matheson has new polling from the 4th Congressional District, where Republican Burgess Owens is challenging Democrat Ben McAdams. Hear new numbers later this morning at 11 o'clock on Inside Sources.
Second, Senator Mike Lee is asking questions about a controversial movie that's streaming on Netflix. He'll join Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry at 2:30 to talk about the Cuties controversy.
And third, we'll have a new airport tomorrow morning. Get the latest on the largest public works project in Utah history from 3 to 7 o'clock on your way home with Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News. And then we'll have special coverage live from Salt Lake City International on Utah's Morning News tomorrow.
Time now for KSL's top national stories.
Tropical Storm Sally is gaining strength as it slowly makes its way toward the Gulf Coast. ABC News chief meteorologist Ginger Z says the latest path shows the storm going over New Orleans.
It's less than 200 miles to my southeast. I'm standing along the Mississippi, but I think the worst of the impacts as it makes landfall tomorrow and before will be that surge and heavy rain to the right of the storm. So this could be a very heavy on coastal Mississippi storm that we're talking about.
Sally is expected to reach hurricane strength later today. President Trump will visit Northern California today for an update on the wildfires that are burning in at least 10 western states. The death toll at least 27, with dozens missing. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is expected to make a statement today on the wildfires. He's also in his home state of Delaware, so he can vote in the primary. Amazon's looking for 100,000 new employees in the U.S. and Canada. The Dow is up in triple digits about an hour after the opening bell. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Amazon announced this morning they're looking to fill 100,000 positions nationally, including 1,500 here in Utah.
How will this help our pandemic recovery? Nate McDonald with the Utah Department of Workforce Services joined us this morning to discuss what types of jobs are headed here.
There's a variety of jobs that Amazon has posted, but what we're seeing is that companies like Amazon, distribution, retail, trade, they're companies that have definitely profited and gained as a result of pandemic, meaning that their jobs have people, you know, they're not traveling, they're not, they're not going out and eating as much as like that, but they're shopping still, they're still spending, and so they're going to places like Amazon. And Amazon has definitely needed more employees, needed more work. And so these are opportunities for people. It may not be in the industry that they've worked, but it's a job and an opportunity for them, especially if their unemployment is about to exhaust. This is a great place, a great opportunity for them to consider.
It does sound like these, for the most part, are going to be in a fulfillment center, which usually means on the phone or online. But boy, there is a beautiful big distribution center going on or being built right now out by us in West Jordan that I'm sure is going to bring even more jobs. And these are pretty good paying jobs, too.
Yeah, and that's something, you know, there are some industries that aren't bouncing back. And they're struggling still. And so this is a place where there is an industry that is doing quite well, such as warehouse and distribution type center work, that if your industry that you've been working in isn't bouncing back and your previous employer hasn't been able to bring you back, this is definitely something for you to consider, even if it's temporary or just for a short time, or it could end up being a long-term opportunity. It's something that we encourage people to take a look at. Whether it's Amazon, they have a lot of jobs posted on their website, and there's also a number of different jobs that are posted on jobs.utah.gov that are similar to this as well in other companies and industries. And we also have the opportunity for people to click on for teleworking jobs. And so people who are in rural Utah, you can search by teleworking jobs on job. And so that's another way to definitely look for those ones that are teleworking.
Nate McDonald with us for the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
849, Triple T Traffic is back again, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Are we successfully winding this down this morning, Andy?
I think so. Just a little bit of delay again in South Salt Lake. The crash is finally gone from the freeway at 33rd South's on-ramp, but there's just a little bit of slowing now, actually a little bit closer to the I-80 turnoff. I'm hoping we didn't just have another crash near the turn to I-80. It wouldn't surprise me, though, the way things are going. All clear, though, out on the west side. For those of you working your way up from Point of the Mount or from Tooele County, you got the full speed limit. Eric?
Eastbound and westbound on Pioneer Crossing. It's getting a little bit slow in spots as you work your way from Saratoga Road over to 500 West or vice versa. I-15 in Utah County, that's looking good right now. Normal 24-minute drive time from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain. City streets in Provo and Orem filling in a little bit too. Jason?
And it's been a drama-free commute up north, and it remains that way right now. Good speed southbound I-15 from Ogden down to Salt Lake City. Going to run at 70-plus miles an hour there. No problems. 84 east or westbound. Legacy, west side belt, 89, all moving along at regular speeds. No trouble on the side streets either. Grow your money with Wasatch Credit Association. Earn 3.5... that's the wrong one. Sorry. Is your equipment ready to go for the next job? Diamond Rental can service and repair your equipment at 11 Wasatch Front locations. Contact Diamond Rental today or get more information at diamondrental.com. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's look ahead to that 7-day forecast and check the weather conditions and the temperatures. Back over to you, Grant.
Heating up here for the first part of this week, 92 the high today and lots of sun. Tomorrow, sunny and 90 degrees, and then 90 on Wednesday, also lots of sunshine. And then Thursday, 91 and mostly sunny, 88. Friday, lots of sun. Tones down for the weekend, though. Clouds on Saturday, 73. Slim chance of showers. And then 72, partly cloudy on Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
68 degrees on this, the 50th day out until Election Day, Tim. So we have 50 days to go.
The countdown is
on. The countdown. Tonight, by the way, on ABC, you might want to check out the VOMO show, Vote or Miss Out. It's a comedy special that I guess they're getting together Tim Allen, Will Ferrell, a bunch of the comedy folks will get together to do. Jay Leno will be there.
Wow.
Jaden Smith and Willow Smith. And there will be people from both sides of the aisle. So Michelle Obama will be there along with California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and some others to talk about get out and do your civic duty and vote. Because it's important this year. And it's always important, but particularly important.
Prime time on ABC?
Prime time, I think so, yes, on ABC.
All right. Look forward to that. We'll also look forward to telling you that we've got another good day going on the market. So far, anyway, we'll check those numbers and have your money news next.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. By now, you know that we have helped thousands of men with ED. Our acoustic wave technology is FDA registered to increase blood flow. Even Cambridge tested our technology and concluded that it is safe and effective. Now you can throw the pills away. Call us right now. We're running an unprecedented special. We'll give you the initial assessment and blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results to your intimacy. But we're not stopping there. For those that call in the next 2 minutes and come in and take our treatments, we'll give you the most advanced form of testosterone available, all free. This is a $700 offer, free to those that call now. Some think we're crazy to be giving away so much, but we're committed to effectively treating the root cause problem of your ED. The number is 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to qualify for this offer and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
Choosing how to structure your home mortgage is a big decision. I'm Mortgage Mike, owner of City Creek Mortgage. I created a digital loan officer that will help analyze the best loan for you based on how long you expect to keep the mortgage. This powerful tool provides instant and helpful information you can use to help ensure you're making a smart decision. If you're working with another company, it's a great way to test the advice your loan officer gave you. Visit digitalloanofficer.com to use the tool. If you like what you see, apply online or call us at 801-900-HOME.
NMLS number 85855. Equal housing lender.
Join PetIQ's hiring event Tuesday, September 15th and Wednesday, September 16th for a drive-through job fair. PetIQ is hiring full-time production roles for both day and night shifts. PetIQ offers a full benefits package, including health care, paid time off, and right now they're offering a $500 sign-on bonus. PetIQ is redefining pet health, providing a smarter way for pet parents to take care of their pets. This starts with the best-in-class manufacturing facilities. Join the PetIQ team now. Bring your resume to the PetIQ drive-thru hiring event at 1375 North Mountain Springs Parkway in Springville, Tuesday and Wednesday before 6 p.m. Or visit PetIQ's career page at PetIQ.com for more information. On-the-spot interviews and job offers available for qualified candidates. And take advantage of their limited-time $500 sign-on bonus. PetIQ is a team-oriented, growing company dedicated to helping pets live their best lives. Attend the event or visit PetIQ.com for more information.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Delta Airlines says it's going to borrow $6.5 billion in new funding and back the loan using assets set aside in their frequent flyer program.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.